Beautiful. Well, thank you for being here, everybody. This is Mary Coyer, and we have another special guest for our Pay It Forward project for pregnant women. And I'm super pleased to bring to you one of the first of the birth pros that I met in my community when I initially began researching for this project several years ago.
It was a while in the process
on my end, but I have Ozzy Octavia here today. She's a doula, and she's also the founder of the Alternative Mothers Group. So Ozzy, you're on the line?
Yes, I am.
You're here. Perfect. Okay,
I'm here.
So Ozzy is Ozzy has a lot of strengths, and kind of like you're probably noticing among these. The panel of these experts has, you know, just different ways in which they lead different various interests and professional and personal, and, you know, just it's, I'm excited to kind of pick her brain a little bit. And she's going to talk today about community and how to develop your community and why, you know, like why community is a big deal. So thank you so much for being here, Ozzy.
Thank you for having me.
So just to start off with, like, why is community, like, such a big deal? Why is it so important, particularly for new mothers?
Well, I personally, I think that new mothers, especially with their first baby, don't realize how important community is going to be for them when they're pregnant. As with anything that comes with new motherhood, you don't know until you're there. But when I first became a mother, I didn't have many friends that were also becoming mothers at the time. And I was kind of going through all these, going through this journey alone. I mean, I had my husband, but it's a little bit different to be surrounded by other women and be going through all these changes with your body and the birth that's going to be coming up, and then the postpartum period, you're still going through all these changes, hormonally, physically, and I just felt very alone and alienated, and so that's led me down the path of postpartum depression. So I think that community is extremely important, because I don't think as women, we're not meant to be alone. We're extremely social. Mm-hmm. We want to be around other women talking. Especially in new motherhood, we need the support and wisdom and knowledge of other mothers around us. And
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's different when it's, for example, a mother-in-law or your own mother, as opposed to like a peer group. Because times are changing and there's new theories and philosophies and so I just think it's really important to be surrounded by women that are going through the same things that you are.
And you kind of mentioned postpartum depression. So do you think that postpartum depression is related to the lack of community, you know, in general? Is that like kind of like one of those bigger problems out there?
Absolutely. I think there's several things that go into the creation of postpartum depression, but I think community is a big one. Like I said, just in our society, we have a baby, we go home, everybody comes over to visit, and then kind of one day it's all over and you're sitting at home, your husband's back at work, and you're alone with this little baby that just cries all day, and it being your first one, you don't know what to do, and your hormones are going crazy right after the birth, and it's really scary, actually, and it's really hard. We're just sitting alone in our homes, nobody to talk to, nobody to help us, nobody's bringing us food, nobody's bringing us water. We're barely getting to the shower, doing anything that makes us feel good. So, yeah, I think it's a major contributor in postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple of things that it sounds like you're talking about, you know, like I'm just, you know, hearing not only the benefit of just knowing that what you're going through is normal and having other people to bounce ideas off of and to get suggestions and tips, you know, but also just, you know, like, so like the resource of having these people, but then also just that place of connection and mm-hmm. you know, feeling like you're connect, you know, you're in touch with somebody else that
yeah.
really understands you both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just
yeah.
being able to cry and cry together and know that you're going through the same thing and it's completely normal and there's nothing
yeah.
wrong with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, can help a lot.
Yeah. Although,
and
I mean,
then, I mean, with
especially...
that comes, what's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and with the, being surrounded by other mothers, you start to bounce ideas off of each other. You know, what you might not have thought of, somebody else has thought of, and maybe being able to bring that into your bag of tricks, so to speak, with your baby.
Right.
Right. You know, you're learning from them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and so what, yeah, I was just going to also expound upon, you know, like, in, you know, in the work that I do, there's a lot of focus on this identity change that comes. You know,
yeah.
with becoming
yeah.
a mother and, you know, like trying to figure out, like, you know, suddenly you're launched into this, like, identity, like, pretty much 100%, you know.
Yeah.
And so the parts of you that are, you know, perhaps wife, perhaps not, or just woman or career person, you know, like all these
mm-hmm.
other parts of ourselves, like, are, you know, like, there's, they're, like, way over there in the distance. Like, you kind of can see them, but... I mean,
yeah.
there's so many reasons why, like, having, like, a band of sisters. I like that you made that point, too, about, like, you know, it's great to have a mother or a mother-in-law as
right.
well, and you know, having people that are, you know, that you can just, like, you know, you can text, first of all, like, my
yes.
still can't text.
yeah.
Or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah, just having somebody that, like you said, really going through it, too. Yeah.
No, it's funny that you mentioned text, because I feel like a lot of the older generations, like the mother-in-laws and the mothers, they didn't have that. And so it's
yeah.
difficult for them to understand why, for example, why I need to text instead of make a phone call, because I can barely
wow.
talk on the phone without my kids screaming in the background.
Right.
So if I
right.
can make a connection with another mom through
uh-huh.
one text message or through social media just to feel connected, it makes
yeah.
such a huge difference in my day.
Totally. Totally.
You know?
Well, that leads me to my next question. So, you know, and I want to hear a little bit more also about the Alternative Mothers Group.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's such a beautiful model. But before we do that, I'm curious, like, what are some of the ways that moms out there can develop community? Like, what are some of these connections that can be made that, you know, especially if you find yourself, like, you don't have a lot of friends for whatever reason, you know, available to you?
Yeah, I think it's important to start before you have your baby, to make connections with other women that are going to deliver around your due date or due month,
mm-hmm.
I should say. And you can find those connections through birthing classes. That's a big one. Prenatal yoga, mothers groups. But I think it's really important to find connections with mothers that you feel like you have the same kind of parenting philosophy as.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that you don't feel kind of like the weird one, which
right.
is how AMG came to be. But we'll talk about that in a minute. So I think that's really important to find women that you can feel safe with, like they're not going to judge you for what you're choosing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I love that you say that too, just because I think that there's far too much criticism and comparison and judgment,
yeah.
and there's all kinds of reasons that we as women tend towards that really aren't even our fault. That's, you know, how we're so socialized, and fortunately,
yeah.
But like to find that space of like, I can be vulnerable with you, I can ask
right.
you for help, you know, and just also connect in fun, you know, and like, yeah, so important for us. So
yeah.
Not a luxury. Like, this is something to prioritize.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so tell us about Alternative Mothers Group. Tell us, this, you know, I know we only have, like, a minute or so left, but, I'd love to hear the story.
So, as I mm-hmm. said, after my son, my first child was born, I had some pretty major postpartum depression. I just felt super alone. And I was looking for a community, but the other local mothers groups, which are great, but they just didn't feel like the right fit for me because of certain choices that we've made. So I couldn't find a group of mothers like myself, so I made my own. And
I love it.
I'll just make my own. And then it started with a handful of moms in my living room, and it became this organization. We have like 5 branches now. Our main branch in Marin has over 100 members. And we do everything from like playgroups to meal trains and lectures, mom's night out, so many things. And I can honestly say that I've met some of my closest friends through the forming of this group.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where I would be without it.
Yeah. So, you know, I would really recommend that anybody that's listening to at least look it up online so you can get a
mm-hmm.
sense of, you know, this vision of what's possible. You know, like I said, Ozzy's created this really amazing thing, and I think it's such a beautiful example of, you know, finding some way to, you know, finding some meaning out of what originally started out as suffering, you know, doing something and that not only helps yourself, but B, also contributes in this really amazing way to other people,
yeah.
the rest of your community. You know, so what's the website for AMG?
So AMG is just alternativemothers.com, and we have a Facebook page, so you can look us up that way. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it really is. It really is such a cool group, and certainly what could women do if they wanted to open a chapter of their own? Is that something that you can help people to do?
Yeah, we do all the time. They just go to our website, and there's actually a link where they can click on open a branch in your area. And we mentor them, the branch leaders, through the whole process. And, so they never left
alone. It doesn't even have to be super... Yeah, it can start off really, you know, simple, like you mentioned. I mean, a couple of people over your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make it nice and easy.
Yeah, I mean, I would encourage, if you can't find it, to do it yourself, because there's other moms in your area that are feeling just the way you are, you know. And I like to make this comparison. If you look at tribal cultures around the world, the women are never alone. They're always with their sisters and aunts and friends and learning from each other. So
mm-hmm.
just I feel like that comparison is pretty powerful to know that we're just not meant to be in isolation.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I think that's true at all times, but in particular, like, you know, like we've already sort of said, you know, particularly when you, this is such a, you know, motherhood is just such a huge initiation.
Oh, yeah.
And so
just
to do it alone
time.
Is like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Well, do you have any last little points that we didn't mention before we wrap up? Or?
I think that's it. I just want to encourage them to find their tribe. That's all.
That's simple and perfect. Just find your tribe. Know that you have
exactly.
a tribe. You know,
yeah.
some of us feel like
yeah.
this oddling, you know, like we're flying in our own little directions, but there's always other people that meet your, wherever you see yourself on whatever spectrum you're thinking of, and know that there's a tribe for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Might be two doors down. So just get out there and do it.
Doors down.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing this. And,
thank you.
And so everybody, that website again, www.alternativemothers.com. Is that right, Ozzy?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So look it up and at least, you know, check it out, whether or not you do, you know, think you want to open a branch or not. Check it out and see. Yeah. And certainly if you're in the Bay Area, there are the San Francisco Bay Area, if you're with us in California, you can absolutely join one of the branches that's already been formed and is already thriving, and meet some of your tribe even sooner rather than later. So,
exactly.
Beautiful. Well, thanks, and we will see everybody else on the next clip. This is Mary Glare and signing off, and have a good day, everybody.
Thanks, Mary.
Mm-hmm.